Hello, this is Nelson Olmstead. Today, let's talk about a man who followed in Abe Lincoln's footsteps. First, here's Clint Gruber with a few well-spoken words about Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, back to Nelson Olmstead and another chapter from his Pacific Powerland storybook.
We all know that Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, left a mark on America's destiny that will never be forgotten. The echo of this great man's words is still reverberating across the nation more than a century after his death.
A new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war.
The words, the immortal phrases of Abraham Lincoln. But the voice, curiously enough, is that of a gentleman who calls Lebanon, Oregon, his home, and who spent more than 20 years of his life doubling for the great emancipator. You see, Howard Collins, who came to the Willamette Valley community of Lebanon in 1908, acquired a strong physical resemblance to Abe Lincoln as he reached middle years. It was this characteristic that prompted the local minister to remark in 1940, "You know, Howard, if you'd get a set of false whiskers and a stovepipe hat, you'd be a perfect image of Honest Abe. Why don't you try it out and sign up for the Centennial Parade over in Salem this year?" Well, Howard Collins took the suggestion seriously enough to grow his own whiskers. He trimmed the beard to match the style Lincoln wore, and he marched in the Salem, Oregon Parade. From that time onward, Lebanon's homegrown version of Honest Abe soon became an eagerly anticipated feature of the annual Lebanon Strawberry Festival Parade. He also appeared in parades and celebrations up and down the Willamette Valley, Oregon City, Brownsville, and Eugene, to name a few. Meantime, beard and all, Howard Collins continued to work at his trade as a commercial grain and hay harvester. Through the 1940s and 50s, many a passing motorist traveling the Willamette Valley highways would say, "What? Hey, maybe I'm losing my mind, but I could swear I saw Abraham Lincoln working on that threshing crew back there." Well, as Howard Collins' great impersonation became more widely known, he began to acquire authentic props to heighten the illusion. A stovepipe hat and a pair of boots about 100 years old completed his wardrobe. And then Mrs. Collins got into the spirit of the thing. She outfitted herself with 19th-century clothes and rode along with her husband in a 1908 Overland touring car, which Howard bought and restored to use in parades. Perhaps, in many ways, Howard Collins' impersonation of Abe Lincoln established him as Lebanon, Oregon's most famous citizen for the next 20 years. But then, after the 1960 Strawberry Festival Parade, Howard shaved off the familiar beard and explained,
I'd like to go on with this for the rest of my life, but doggone it, time is catching up with me. The old beard is turning white, and nobody ever thinks of Honest Abe Lincoln with a white beard, so I decided to shave it off. I've had lots of fun the last 20 years, and believe me, I'm proud that I could impersonate such a wonderful man.
Well, someone has said, if you're going to imitate, be sure to pick a good model. And Howard Collins, Mr. Lincoln of Lebanon, certainly did that, to the delight of the folks up and down the Willamette Valley here in the Pacific Powerland.